Here, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Yud Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph at the first Mishnah. Amos Amayim She'ena Yechoy Lekatzer Ka'achas Yudu Oime Mafsekes. Mishnah says a canal is wide enough that one is not able to stand on one side of it and harvest produce on the other. Yudu says that it divides. And the Tana of the previous Mishnah says simply lifts a canal as something that divides. B'chol Ha'ohim Asher B'Ma'adeh Ya'adrun Afapi She'en Habakar Yochol La'avor B'Kelav Hu Noifin Peah Achas Lakol. We have a posuk in Yeshayahu in Perek Zayin, posuk Chaf Hei, and all the mountains that will be dug with a spade, even if a mountain can only be dug up and ploughed with metal tools because the cattle can't pass to be able to plough, it's all considered to be one field for Peah. And the Gemara says, "Havin bon meima v'le peligin ashkechas tani amasamayim akavua harei zu mafsekes." The students wanted to suggest that there's no dispute, and Rabbi Yehuda is explaining and qualifying the teaching of the first Tana. However, they discovered a brisa that teaches that according to the first Tana, it's specifically a permanent canal that divides, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that if it's wide enough that one is not able to stand on one side of it and harvest produce on the other, even if it's not permanent, it divides. Students wanted to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda was referring to when he can't harvest both sides of the canal, even if he would be standing in the middle of the canal due to its great width. But if he could stand in the middle and harvest both sides, it does not divide. However, they discovered a brisa that taught that unless he can stand specifically on one side and harvest the other, it divides. Chia ba'ada, quoting Rav Shimon Lakish, said that if there's a rock across the entire width of the field, if you must lift the plow over it in order to continue plowing, it divides. And the Gemara brings a question from a brisa, Vatani, Madrego Shehen Gevoyos, Asar Trochim, Noisen Peah Mikol Achas Vachas, Pachis Mikan, Noisen Me Echad Alakol. Upachis Mikan, Eno Ike as a Machisha Misadze, Noisen Misadze. Bryson says if a field was on multiple elevations, with one level 10 Trochim or more higher than the next, he gives Peah for each level separately. Less than 10 Trochim, he gives one Peah for all of them. Now, but even less than 10 would still require lifting the plough over. I think about answer the Philippochis Mikan Oikehu Loyasinan Misni Asor Elemishim Sofa, Shim Hai Roshi, Madregois Morovim Shu Noisen Me'echad. The answer is this is true, but the number 10 was actually taught for the latter clause of the Brisa if the ends of the levels were mixed, as they sloped to become within 10 tokens of each other, then he gives one pair for everything.